If you are unconscious of the part of yourself that is angry, for example, if you are unaware of yourself as a splintered personality, you will enact the anger of that part of yourself without thinking. You will strike out, or withdraw, or ridicule, or in some way express your anger. Your anger will spill out of your private energy sphere and into the collective energy of those around you, creating negative karma. As you encounter the results of your own anger, as they come back to you through the laws of karma and attraction, you, or another of your soul's personalities, eventually will learn to create differently, and so on for each of the negative emotions that follows fear. Behind fear is powerlessness. As you reach outward to fill the places within you that are empty of power, you learn, one by one, that those places cannot be filled in this way. Eventually, whether in this lifetime or after 1,000 lifetimes, you will turn toward authentic power. This is the unconscious way of learning. It is learning through the experiences that are created by the unconscious parts of the personality and through the experiences that are created by unconscious responses to those experiences. If a personality is aware of its splintered state, if it is aware not only of the aspect of itself that is angry and demands vengeance, for example, but also of the aspect of itself that is compassionate and understanding, it benefits from the dynamic of temptation. It is able to preview the consequences of identifying with the frequency of energy that is anger that is running through its system, to look them over in advance of living them, and to decide whether they are worth expressing the anger that it feels. It is able to foresee, through its decision to foresee, how expressing the current of anger in that moment will affect itself and the people around it, and also the effects of expressing understanding and compassion.